Nigerian-American author Teju Cole wants us to rethink what it means to travel around the globe. So Cole, who's a novelist, photographer, and art historian, has put together a new book. It's called Blind Spot.
In part, it's about how places are really much more deeply connected to each other than we might first think.
Cole's book takes the reader to 25 different countries. He juxtaposes photographs with brief essays, finding connections that might easily be overlooked.
If we think about a place like Lagos and compare it to a place like Zurich, we think there must be polar opposites in every respect. But that's not the case. I think there's a line that connects almost everywhere in the world. I'm very interested in claiming normalcy for all the places I've been to, especially places maybe that are not always thought of as, you know, completely normal. You know, we think that, for example, African countries or Asian countries are like all drama and all tension and all conflict all the time. And I'm always eager to show that, well, you know, they have street signs and kids go to school and the interiors of homes look much the same as they do in the U.S. or in Scandinavia or New Zealand.
Well, it's interesting because this collection, it takes us to 25 different countries. But in some respects, just as you're saying, it seems like we're never really in one place, but at the same time, we're always in the same place. I'm wondering if you can read us what you wrote next to the photo on page 52. It's entitled Lugano, a city in the Italian part of Switzerland.
Lugano, she said to me, Europe is getting worse. I still don't understand why you want to move to Switzerland. I said to her, I don't want to move to Switzerland. Quite the contrary. I like to visit Switzerland. When I'm not there, I long for it. But what I long for is the feeling of being an outsider there. And soon after, the feeling of leaving again, so I can continue to long for it.
How do you understand that feeling of dislocation? Is it something specific to the time we're living in? It's kind of a mobile time. It's fast. It's digital. You can move around without even leaving.
That's definitely the case. But for me, it's also highly specific, highly personal. I'm from two different countries. I grew up in Nigeria. I've lived in the U.S. for even longer than I lived in Nigeria. I have citizenship in both places. But because of this divided experience of two countries, I'm not 100% at home in either of them. So that's already the backdrop to my traveling. And now I've become somebody who travels a lot. So not only am I displaced when I'm, quote, at home, then I'm doubly displaced when I travel. But I see this as, yes, it is a common experience in the world now. But in my case, it's also something to embrace, because then it means that you can look at places with both a skeptical and a generous eye.
I wanted to go to the passage you wrote that accompanies the photo, Wannsee, which is in Berlin.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Wannsee. I wrote to her, the house is nice, but Kleist shot himself about 100 yards from here. She wrote back, within 100 yards of anywhere, someone shot himself.
Now, Kleist is a German poet who died in 1811. What's the relationship here, or is there anyone, between what you wrote and the image you include?
So the image we're looking at is of a convertible. The top is down, and it's a close-up shot of the car showing the seats and then the retracted roof. And somehow interrupting this entire field is some kind of complicated tree branch, almost as if a tree has fallen across the open top of this convertible. It's a very strange image, and I can't quite explain it. What this pairing allows me to do is to bring two different kinds of strangeness together, and that's very much my technique in this book.
Are you also trying to say something about how violent acts live on in certain ways?
Absolutely. I mean, I've always believed that places continue to retain some charge from the things that happen in them. When I look at this on a really massive scale, it means that living in New York City, every time I pass by the World Trade Center, I am, of course, reminded of the horrible event that happened there. The place, it's not just where it happened, it kind of retains the horror of that day. But I'm also attuned to the way that this happens in much more innocent-seeming places. So very much in this book, it's either I'm digging into a particular location to find out what might be vibrating on some other level in that space, or I don't quite find out exactly what happened there, but I assume that there must have been something that happened After all, most of the cities we inhabit have been around for hundreds of years, and they certainly contain the lives of all the people who lived in them before we did, especially the people who built those cities for their own use. And now we've sort of taken over and we live in their houses and walk on their streets.
What strikes me when I read this book and look at the photos is that you're less interested in the place per se and more in what's being lived there, what's happened there.
That's right. I mean, a place can easily be reduced to its cliches, and France can become the Eiffel Tower, Rome can become the Colosseum. But the reality is that these are places where people live and have ordinary human emotions and have the burden of history of them on them. And it's not about what country you're in, or your race or your religion. It's about the fact that each human life is made up of its own interaction with the past in very interesting, but again, rather continuous ways.
Teju Cole's new book is called Blind Spot. Teju Cole, thanks for speaking with us.
Pleasure to speak with you, Carol. Thanks a lot.